currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and places that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. As we're only days into the new year, you might be feeling a sense of renewal. Maybe you'll start going to the gym again, decide to learn a new skill, or even volunteer your time and talent for an organization or cause you care about. The city offers a few reminders to residents about renewals. A pet license is required every year and is to be renewed on the day it was issued. A city business license must be renewed yearly on the date of the original date it was issued. Registration for home and business security alarm systems are required each by December 31st. An important New Year's resolution that you might want to consider is to be ready for a disaster. The Washington State Emergency Management Division has made it easy for you with its recently launched educational campaign called Prepare in a Year. Residences and businesses are encouraged to complete one preparedness activity over a 12-month time frame. Activities include creating an out-of-state contact person, putting together a 72-hour comfort kit, and gathering important documents such as insurance papers and storing them safely. For program details, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/prepare. On another safety note, the Kirkland Fire Department encourages homeowners and renters to install carbon monoxide detectors. According to the National Fire Protection Agency, carbon monoxide, known as the chemical formula CO, is an invisible, odorless, colorless gas created when fuels such as gasoline and propane burn incompletely. In the home, heating and cooking equipment, including ranges and ovens that burn fuel, can be sources of carbon monoxide. Furnaces, water heaters, and fireplaces may also be sources of carbon monoxide, but if they are vented properly, the carbon monoxide will escape to the outside. Open flames, such as from ovens and ranges, are the most common source of carbon monoxide. Vehicles are the most common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning. The only safe way to detect carbon monoxide in your home is to install a detector that will trigger an alarm based on an accumulation of carbon monoxide over time. If the CO alarm sounds, immediately move to a fresh air location outdoors or by an open window or door. Make sure everyone inside your home is accounted for. Call for help from a fresh air location and stay there until emergency personnel arrive. As of January 1, carbon monoxide alarms are now required in existing apartments, condominiums, hotels, motels, and single-family homes, with some exceptions. Owner-occupied single-family homes, legally occupied before July 26, 2009, are not required to have the alarms until the property is sold. For more information, contact the Fire Marshal's office at 425-587-3650. The city is moving swiftly to prepare the Cross Kirkland Corridor for use. This work consists of removing the rails and ties and constructing an interim gravel trail. In late December 2012, city engineers hired a design consultant for the rail removal and interim trail. Removal is scheduled to begin in April 2013 and be finished in September of 2013. There will be some overlap in the construction of the interim trail, which is to start in July 2013 and wrap up by mid-2014. The city is also initiating a master plan that will scope out a future regional paved trail and a regional transit pathway on the corridor. The master plan is now funded thanks to the passage of Proposition 2. The master plan will help determine where the trail and transit portions will be located, what they will look like, and how the city will pay for construction. It will also plan the location of access points, types and locations of amenities, how road crossings are handled, and other features. The plan will be accompanied by a robust public involvement process. Selection of a consultant and kickoff of the master plan process is scheduled to begin soon. To receive updates on the interim trail and master plan, subscribe at www.kirklandwa.gov/CrossKirkland Corridor. Waste Management will be collecting holiday trees free of charge in January. Trees must be no more than 6 feet in length. Larger trees should be cut in half to meet the length requirement. Trees must be unflocked and undecorated. For single-family residents, place your tree on the curb on regularly scheduled service days. Tree collection service will be available through the 18th. For apartment and condominium residents, Christmas trees will be collected through the 17th. Trees should be placed next to the property's garbage dumpster. For details, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/recycle. Thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.